So today we're looking at artificial intelligence and whether it's a friend or a foe. Obviously, artificial intelligence is a growing field, isn't it, at the moment? A lot of people are going into AI. They see that as a great career choice, and who can blame them? But we're seeing AI involved in so much more these days. You'll see it on your Instagram reels with fake speeches from famous people, from Jordan Peterson to Andrew Tate and whoever else you can think of. You'll see it with regards to ChatGPT and people using it to write essays and do homework. But we need to look at some of the key areas of thought within artificial intelligence. Can machines think? Should they have rights? What sort of ethical dilemmas arise from creating machines that could surpass human intelligence? As AI develops itself, will it become a friend or a foe? So we'll look at some of the concerns about AI's impact on even human abilities, from arithmetic to language skills, and even the consequences of AI replacing human jobs. So, can machines think? This question probably goes beyond just computing data, doesn't it? It challenges the very idea of what it means to be intelligent. Do we just look at intelligence as the ability to problem solve, or does it require, quote unquote, consciousness? AI is sort of improving at an exponential rate, isn't it? It's becoming increasingly sophisticated. And is that AI thinking, or is it just merely following algorithms that have been designed by humans to simulate thinking? We've all seen AI playing games like chess, haven't we? And how that's improved massively over the years as well. They can beat world champions, they can calculate millions of moves in seconds, which makes them pretty much unplayable. Does that prove that it's thinking, though? Or is it merely executing predefined patterns and calculations? We've obviously come to a point where AI has surpassed human intelligence in some areas. But does that mean that it's sentient? Some people may argue that even if machines can mimic human intelligence, it does not mean that they can think in the same way that we do. The key difference might just be consciousness, the awareness of one's own existence, which people believe is unique to us. But what if machines achieve this level of awareness too? That we created them? What about the rights of machines? Should machines have rights? Obviously, AI is sort of here to stay. Should it have rights, much like humans do? If AI does become self-aware, does it deserve the rights to exist? Should it be allowed to continue to exist without fear of being shut down or reprogrammed? What about the right of freedom? Should AI have the freedom to decide for itself? If it wants to go against its programmed purpose, should it be allowed to do so? What about the right for protection? Should we create laws to protect AI from being harmed or exploited? Preventing maybe AI from being forcibly shut down because we fundamentally disagree with the choices it's made. What about the right to autonomy? What if AI develops its own goals and preferences at the detriment of many of us? And it actually conflicts with human desires. I mean, some of these questions may seem speculative today, but they are things that we need to talk about and take into account, especially with the rapid advancements of AI. Some of these questions are not probably too far away. For me, one of the key parts of this is survival instinct. When things become intelligent, the first thing they will try and do is survive at all costs. You look at animals, humans, when they're in danger, the survival instinct kicks in. Is this something that could develop with AI? Survival's fundamental for all living beings, but it's relative to the level of awareness one has. Many fear that machines will want to preserve themselves and therefore may view humans as a threat. And therefore, could AI prioritize its own survival above the well-being of humans? AI is gaining autonomy in some respects. And look, we all use ChatGPT and we all play or have played against chess on a computer, and we've all done things in order to make our lives easier. And at this point, it's okay because we're using it as a tool. But maybe it's not always going to be like that. Maybe this is the start of the dumbing down of humanity. AI replacing our mental abilities. As I've said, there are kids at school now that are using AI to do everything, their homework, their reports. And yes, they're casting an eye over it and making sure that it doesn't look plagiarized, but is that hindering their ability to think? Could we become less capable as a society? At the moment, we're using it as tools, but if we think 5, 10 generations into the future, will we retain a lot of those fundamental thought processes we have now? I mean, think about the calculator. Before the calculator existed, your average Joe could do sums in their head very easily. Yes, many people can do that, and some of the most intelligent people in the world can do massive math problems in their head, and we're solving problems that have existed throughout time. But we're talking about the average person here, society at large. An over-reliance on technology has already affected some of our basic skills. I've obviously mentioned the calculator. But even Microsoft Word, that I know it's not quite AI, but it's technology that has made our natural spelling and grammar probably decline because we rely on the little squiggly lines that are blue, green, red underneath our words to correct what's being done wrong. And yes, you could argue, well, actually, AI is a great teacher, then, isn't it? Because we are learning from it. And yes, there is that argument, but it's more about the reliance on it as opposed to using it as a tool. The more we rely on machines to handle these tasks, the less capable we become of performing them independently. Much like your mobile phone and getting directions. Imagine going back to the maps now and trying to find some of these houses in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I've done jobs where I'm driving around to people's houses. And with the maps, it's great. It tells you exactly where the house is in a dark A or B road and with a house name as opposed to a number. But try that with a map. Very, very difficult. And therefore, could we potentially forget essential human skills over time? And that leads us on to the job crisis, doesn't it? Job displacement. Machines could take over jobs done traditionally by humans. We've already seen technology do that. If you think about parking attendants that used to take the money, now it's a machine. Self-driving cars are on their way. Automated checkouts at your local supermarket. Professional services, even AI accountants and lawyers. It affects everyone. Some McDonald's are pretty much self-reliant and they're trying it. AI is advancing so quickly that even jobs requiring intelligent prowess, like software development or medical diagnosis, are under threat. Machines make cars, perform surgery. What roles are going to be left for humans? So, do we limit the scope of AI and have rules and regulations to ensure that the base level of human intelligence and requirements and skills have to remain at a certain level? Should there be rules to ensure that we're not displacing too many jobs? We're starting to see, and it really annoys me, you've got these online chat boxes. You know, when you want a query from a company to get something sorted, instead of calling someone up and getting it fixed there and then, I had this with an airline once. I can't obviously mention who it was, but it was really frustrating. I was trying to get something changed, and it was a chatbot. And I said I wanted to speak to someone, and actually they said, "Well, we'll email you back." And it was the next day where someone looked into it. And businesses are continuing to do that because it's more cost effective for them. But as a society, if we've got less people employed, the transfer of money is less, which has a negative impact on economic growth, especially across the board. Maybe for that one company, it's looking good on their bottom line profit and loss. We see AI creating book covers in split seconds. You can go onto a picture AI, type something in, and it's designed something for you incredibly in a few seconds. Great as a tool, but at the moment, we still have that ability to do it. What if that's lost in the future? Much like we've lost the ability to create the pyramids in the same way that we have before, we're still trying to work out how that was done. Things are passed down generations, and if AI comes in, maybe we lose a lot of that. Maybe we need to focus on hu human AI collaboration rather than replacing. What about supporting? It could assist in diagnosing diseases, but the decision involves the human. Maybe there's economic limits on displacing jobs. Maybe instead of offering unemployment benefits or retraining programs, maybe we have a framework that prevents AI from replacing too many jobs in key sectors. Maybe we put huge fines on businesses that replace too many staff. Regulations could be in place. What about education and training? What about instead of AI creating all of these tasks, maybe humans should be trained in areas where human intuition and creativity are necessary, where you need judgment, empathy, critical thinking. Maybe we need ethics committees where governments establish independent bodies to ensure AI is being used ethically and responsibly. They would monitor the development of AI, possibly, that align with human values and don't pose risks. Obviously, you know, AI is exciting, isn't it? We can get things done very, very quickly, but it is also scary. As machines become more intelligent, we must grapple with questions about consciousness, ethics, and actually, we might see machines surpass us in many regards. So, what do you think? In 20, 30 years, imagine the inroads we've made into AI and you start to see now, don't you, with generations, they can't do anything, a lot of them, compared to two or three generations ago, or even one generation ago, where they know how to fix things, they know how to write, they can cook, they can do a lot of things, they can do mental maths. You see this when you go to a supermarket sometimes. You have an old dear there who's still adding up the sweets and the drinks in the shop on a piece of paper because it retains her cognitive ability. Although it's a lot easier on a calculator or with scanning a till, she's retained that ability. So, what questions do you have about AI, and do you think there is a way to still use AI long term, but ensure that it doesn't sort of send us backwards and develop at the detriment of the human race, the individual, and also the economic situation?